From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. will send 560 more troops to Iraq to help shape the fight to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter made the announcement Monday in Baghdad, where he is meeting Iraqi leaders and his commanders on the ground about the next steps in the campaign.
In connection with my meetings in Iraq, we continue to look for ways to further accelerate, as we have already in many ways, the campaign to deliver ISIL a lasting defeat in Iraq and Syria. We're looking for opportunities to do more. We're prepared to do more.
A senior U.S. defense official says the Iraqi forces' recent seizure of Kiyara's airbase near Mosul marks the completion of the coalition's first 10 plays toward defeating the Islamic State. There is relative calm in the U.S. Monday, after a weekend of protests sparked by the recent shooting deaths of two African-American men by police in the states of Louisiana and Minnesota. President Barack Obama is calling on Americans to mutually respect fellow citizens after the recent days of violence.
In a movement like Black Lives Matter, there's always going to be some folks who say things that are stupid or imprudent or overgeneralize or are harsh. And I don't think that you can hold well-meaning activists who are doing the right thing and peacefully protesting responsible for everything that is uttered at a protest.
President Obama will visit Dallas Tuesday as the U.S. tries to get through the hate-filled killing of five police officers there and the wounding of seven others. The lone gunman was killed by police. This is VOA News. The fighting is raging again in South Sudan's capital. Monday marks the fifth day of violence between rival groups. The violence erupted hours after the UN Security Council called on the leaders of the groups to control their armed forces and warned the attacks on civilians and UN facilities may constitute war crimes. President Salva Kiir joined Vice President and former rebel leader Riek Machar in issuing an appeal for calm.
There is nothing to be done about it, but we have to continue finding a solution to it. And I will still, although everybody will be resting tomorrow, I will still call my colleagues tomorrow so that we sit and finish what we did not complete before.
South Sudan's forces and rebel forces fought in a two-year civil war that erupted after the president fired Machar 3 years ago. The recent fighting broke out on Thursday. It's believed to have left nearly 300 dead, including a Chinese UN peacekeeper. Conservative lawmakers in Britain are calling for unity as Theresa May is chosen as the country's next prime minister. Some Londoners are praising May as the right person to lead the country in negotiations as Britain prepares to leave the European Union.
I just think that from what I've heard, I think she'll do a sensible thing. I mean, she's already said that Brexit means Brexit. And hopefully that will mean that she's able to negotiate the best position for us.
I think she's the best person for the job out of all the candidates there is there. I think she's a safe pair of hands. I think she probably has the right attitude post-Brexit decision. So I think it'd be a really good thing.
May, who has portrayed herself as the candidate who can unite the party and the country, said on Monday Britain needed proven leadership to steer it through the economic and political uncertainty to come. The first public sign U.S. Democrats are trying to unify ahead of the party's convention in Philadelphia in 2 weeks is expected on Tuesday. That's when Hillary Clinton, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, will be joined by Democratic rival Senator Bernie Sanders at a campaign rally in the northeastern state of New Hampshire. There is widespread speculation that Sanders could endorse Clinton at the rally. An international tribunal is issuing a ruling Tuesday on a territorial dispute between China and the Philippines in the South China Sea. The Philippines filed the case against China at the Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague 3 years ago. Manila argues Beijing's territorial claims and recent aggressive activities in the South China Sea violate the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea and the international treaty both nations have ratified. For details on these stories and more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.